Well, to Chicago now, where protesters continue to mourn and express anger over the fatal police shooting of 13-year-old Adam Toledo on March 29th. Police were responding to reports of gunshots. Security video shows Adam walking with an older young man who was shooting at different targets. Police say they believe the boy also had a gun as they chased him down an alley. And footage released last week does show him tossing something away seconds before he turns and faces the pursuing officer with his arms raised. In that split second, the officer shot him in the chest. A gut-wrenching tragedy. But in the wake of the shooting, Mayor Lori Lightfoot and other officials condemned gangs, even though there's no confirmation that Adam Toledo belonged to one. And others have asked, what was a 13-year-old doing out at 2:30 in the morning with an older kid and a gun? Well, Berto Aguayo is executive director of the Chicago Anti-Violence Program, Increase the Peace. And Berto, some of the neighborhood who attended memorials for Adam over the weekend mourned him, were also bothered by the thought of him out in the early morning. You wrote an op-ed for Southside Weekly headlined, "We Are Adam Toledo," that seemed to address some of those questions. What was the point you wanted to make?
I think ultimately the point that I want to get across is that the issue of police and street violence at its core is caused by the same issue, which is the lack of investment in our young people and the lack of investment in our communities, specifically in the south side of Chicago. You know, I had a similar story to Adam growing up, and there's a lot of Adams in our community. And I think ultimately what I wanted to get across is that we are losing our future because of the lack of investment that we're making in our young people. And the lack of opportunities that we're giving them. And ultimately, that's the point that I wanted to get across.
Yeah. And like you, many of these young men have single moms, have, you know, who have absolutely no money. I think you said in your op-ed that at least you were playing soccer for a while, but even that got too expensive. Gangs gave you and others structure, somewhere to go, something to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think when we look at inner city youth, we look at inner city communities like the ones that exist in the south side of Chicago, we know that when there's no safe spaces to go to, when there's no after school programs, when things like soccer or art classes are no longer accessible to our young people, you know, street gangs fill that void. You know, they provide that sense of belonging to a kid who is coming home to an empty house because their mom has to work day in and day out just to be a provider. And I think ultimately, we have to acknowledge that we as a society failed Adam, and that in order to prevent more of these tragedies, we need to be able to fill the void ourselves. We need to be able to, instead of giving 40% of our budget to a police department that's just going to react to violence, giving some of that money to schools and things that will prevent violence, mental health resources, violence domestic counseling and help for families, really provide that social safety net that's missing, that doesn't allow young men of color to make mistakes and still be alive, because that is the possibility that's afforded to a lot of people and communities that are not communities of color.
Well, and you're not completely absolving the police here, although some in the Latino community, especially in this neighborhood, have expressed sympathy with the notion that this young man might have just tossed a gun away when he turned. But you're saying those who have negative comments about Adam Toledo have to kind of check their thinking because they give other kids, white kids, a break. Give that example.
Yeah, well, you just look at the example of Kyle Rittenhouse, who was 18 years old, far older than Adam Toledo, carrying an AR-15, killing two people. He's given water bottles and escorted by police out of the scene, right? He escapes with his life after committing these crimes. Adam Toledo tosses a gun, puts his hands up, and complies with the police officer's orders and is still killed. And regardless of whether he was a good kid or a bad kid, his life mattered just as much as any other young person in our community's life matters. Ultimately, young men of color in our communities, people of color, you know, they're not afforded the benefit of the doubt. They're not afforded the presumption of innocence, right? Mm-hmm. Instead, they are demonized and vilified.
Well, and again, you're calling for money to be invested. Just to, again, tick through some of the other suggestions that you have. Summer is coming. Programs that could give kids a place to go.
Yeah, as I mentioned in my op-ed, the only reason why I'm speaking here today and I'm not dead or in jail is because my mom and a grocery store owner agreed to go into a partnership where my mom would pay part of my wage when I was 14 years old to work at a grocery store. She wanted just to keep me busy. And I think as summer's coming, what we need to do is a massive investment in our young people so that we give them jobs that are good paying jobs, not just in the summer, but year round. We can be providing them so many engaging opportunities, but we fail to do so because we lack the political courage to actually make those decisions and make those investments in our young people. And that means taking money away from the police department.
I just have to underscore what you said. Your mom knew you needed to get off the streets. She asked the grocer, please employ you. He said, I don't have any money. And she said, I'll help you pay him so that you could have a job. No single mom should have to do that. Berta Aguayo, Executive Director of the Chicago Anti-Violence Program, Increase the Peace. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.